This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. And from the journal Nature comes this headline: Interseismic strain accumulation and the earthquake potential on the southern San Andreas Fault. Translation: when will the big one hit? Well, Professor Yuri Fialko of the Scripps Institute of Oceanography at the University of California, San Diego, writes about 20 years of observations of the southern San Andreas Fault system, that's in Southern California, and he concludes the fault may be approaching the end of the interseismic phase of the earthquake cycle. And Professor Fialko, I assume that means that we may be approaching the seismic phase, meaning an actual earthquake.
That is correct. We know that the greatest earthquakes in California occur in the San Andreas Fault, a big plate boundary fault that separates North American and Pacific plates. The two most recent great earthquakes ruptured the central and northern part of the fault 150 and 100 years ago. But the southern part of San Andreas has remained quiet for as long as historic records go, which is now more than 300 years. And that's what our study focused on. And naturally, we would like to know whether this quiescence translates into significant seismic hazard.
So you're saying the 300 years, that doesn't mean things are okay. That's the interseismic period, you're saying.
That is correct. This is the time over which the fault has been accumulating strain and stress. And so now we estimate that the amount of slip that has occurred over the last 300 years is about 6 to 8 meters. And this is kind of a displacement that can be released in the future earthquake. And if all of that is released in a single event, it would be equivalent to a great earthquake of magnitude 7.5 to 8, which is roughly equivalent in size to the great San Francisco earthquake of 1906.
And how did you come by this measurement?
In this study, I used data collected by several techniques, including the Spaceborne Satellite Interferometry, or INSAR for short, and the Global Positioning System, or GPS. I analyzed a number of radar images from Southern California, and what I saw was a rather subtle but unmistakable pattern of what we call interseismic deformation around the San Andreas Fault.
Well, did you see, for example, that over the past 10 years, let's say, an acceleration of the slippage?
No, there was no indication of changes in the rate. In fact, it was found to be quite constant. And in fact, this is precisely what we think the fault should do in the interseismic period. It should move pretty much at the rate at which plates move over long geologic timescales. And in fact, our measurements of relative motion between Pacific and North American plate amounted to about 4.5 centimeters per year, and this is almost precisely what plate tectonic reconstruction told us.
How would we go about figuring out which year the 4.5 centimeters are the critical 4.5 centimeters?
That's a very difficult question, and we cannot say this at this point. But what we can say with certain degree of confidence is that the amount of displacement that the fault has accumulated is comparable to the maximum offsets that occurred on that part of the fault in the geologic past. And so what this means is that it's unlikely that the fault will remain quiet over the next 100 to 200 years.
Now, to say that something may be approaching, that is, the end of the interseismic period, is really logically the same as saying that it may not be approaching. So you're getting into the area of being the Alan Greenspan of seismology a little bit.
Well, this may be correct to some degree, but we know for sure that the earthquake will occur on that part of the fault. And this tells us that it will undoubtedly do so in the future. Now, exactly the timing of the next event is something that we cannot put our fingernail on, but there are estimates of the so-called probability of earthquakes in the future, and one of the numbers that came up recently was a 70% chance of a large earthquake within the next 30-year period of time.
Within the next 30 years.
Yes.
Well, Professor Yuri Fialko of UC San Diego, thank you very much for talking with us about your article on the southern system of the San Andreas Fault.
My pleasure. Thank you.